This is going to be the special category, and the category is short yardage goal line, 20 plays live, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, exclusively here. We want to look at the surge from the offensive line, Adam. Mm-hmm. We want to look at the running backs taking it. We want to look, Adam Kaplan, at how the linebackers come up and play physical and the point of attack in the hole.
That's it. You got to shed, and you've got to get downhill, and then you got to see if the offensive lineman can get off the ball. I really want to see Demetrius Bell, because this is an issue for this guy. His consistency, his entire career. You see the athleticism. Talk to Evan Mathis. He thinks this scheme will be great for him because it takes advantage of your aggressiveness. That's what the Howard Mudd scheme does. You're not back on your heels like other schemes.
All right, so we've got the number one offense up. And you see the names there. They've got a three wide receiver set. Andy Reid not liking what he's seeing here. So interesting, on a short yardage set, they've got three wides and no fullback.
Which is a good way to spread it and run it out of one back.
But it does not lend the idea that you're going to come in and play smash mouth football.
But I understand that, but this is another look that you give. This is something that they want to try.
I guess I just thought maybe you'd take a look at Stanley Havili here. Looks like the ball's at about the 5-yard line. Vic in the shotgun, drops, looks to his right, throws it for
Jason Avant. Yep.
And a completion, but not a touchdown.
Nope. It was a little bit short, but that was a quick slant over the middle.
And I like getting rid of the football quickly.
He did. Vic saw it, got it out of his hands. He knew exactly where he was going with the football. You're exactly right.
So we take a look at Brandon Boykin, who's played well in this practice today. Competing, of course, with Jose Leo Hansen in the nickel spot, also in the return game. Vic again. Now this time he's under center.
See what he does here.
Gets it to McCoy. Makes who goes left, back. Goes left, and again stops short.
Good job by the linebackers. Great pursuit. Remember in the film room series, Greg Cosell explained.
Cedric Thorne, Cheney in there.
You're watching.
Otagwe.
There's a certain way that you line up, that the linebackers have to look. You're not looking inside. You're looking outside. Outside in. They did a great job of reading. Great job there by the linebackers.
So the defense, 2-for-2, keeping players out of the Eagles, out of the end zone. And let's, Bo, what's the line of scrimmage down there?
Hey, guys, right now we're on third and short, not goal line yet. So the first one was third and two. That was that completion to Avant would have been for a first down. The second one was right at the line of scrimmage, the stop by Thornton. So right now we're once again, actually this one is third and one here that we have on this third play.
Third and one, ball is at where?
This is at the 35-yard line going in.
Okay. And give us the defensive set for the two defense.
All right. Well, right now this is two
you
base.
You see Phillip Hunt, right?
This
you
is
see Phillip
two
Hunt,
base right
Antonio
now. So we've got
Dixon.
Phillip Hunt on the right, Antonio Dixon and Sed Thornton in the middle. Looks like... we have Vinny Curry on the left side.
Okay.
Casey Matthews in the middle, flanked by Jamar Chaney and Akeem Jordan, Jaquan Jarrett and O.J. Otagwe, and Brandon Hughes and Curtis Marsh on the outside.
All right, so it's a handoff
inside.
And this
one is blown up.
And another fine job in there by the Eagles defense. The play made there by, it looks like, Jamar Chaney maybe.
Yeah, and Curry did a good job collapsing that side of the ball.
So a really good job, Adam, by the two defense.
And Bo just talked about it. Curry playing his run fits very well. That's all you're looking for. Play your side. Force everything inside. That's exactly what he did. And McCoy on his cut had nowhere to go. I'm not big on those misdirection plays in short yardage. I'm not.
Okay.
Right now we've got an interesting formation. Havili lined up behind Vic and Deion Lewis on the left.
I want to see Havili in action here. Big play for a fullback. Instead, it's a Vic Rolling throwing for the corner of the end zone.
That should have been a penalty. He raked that defender raked Deion Lewis's face, it looked like.
And good move by...
Or a shoulder pad.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting call, third and short, throwing to the corner. Not exactly a bruising...
A flag route. Yeah, that's... to me, that would have been a penalty. But I agree, Dave, that's a... It's one of those, if you get that look, you see it, you get rid of the football, and you hope... It's not an easy play to complete, though. That's a concern.
All right, what do we got, Bo?
Once again, third and one. This time we have I formation, Havili in front of Deion Lewis.
All right. It's the handoff to Deion Lewis going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
It's Foku making the stop, but the Eagles really making great penetration.
Yeah, really good job by the defense there the one offense.
And here's a good thing, guys. Antonio Dixon is making his presence felt. He's been in there for a while now. You see what he brings, Dave, to the table, which I think the Eagles were missing against the run last season.
Yeah. Interesting that the Eagles, in this particular drill, the second-team defense, I think wins the battle against the number one offense.
not something we were expecting, Dave.
All right, so, Bo, now we've got the number two offense up. Who's up out there?
Number two offense. Let's see. We got Dennis Kelly at right tackle. Hold on. We're
the handoff, and there's D'Amico Ryans. I'm sorry. Brian Roll making the play in the backfield. Brian Roll, 59.
59, right. Okay, that's 59.
Brian Roll making the play in the backfield, so it's the two offense against the one defense. Quickly set the offense for us, Bo.
Well, first of all, on defense, we talked about this earlier. Brandon Graham is now getting the reps at left end for the first team for the first team defense. On offense, let's see. We've got Iguanagu along with Brett Brackett at tight end. Marvin McNutt out there. Looks like actually Bryce Brown is going to be in the huddle.
That was Ryan's, 59. It was Ryan's. He did a good job diagnosing there, yeah. He did
that was really D'Amico Ryans?
Yes, 59.
Okay.
It's Ryan's.
Well, good. People have been asking me so much, where's D'Amico Ryans been?
Right, there's Kendricks, by the way.
All right, so Kendricks on the field as well. Third and one is the situation here. Kafka under center. Play action fake, looking.
Got plenty of time. Ball's got to be out.
And he throws it incomplete because, again,
nobody got open.
Coverage. Yep. This is a day for the defense, guys.
Yeah, and coaches want the ball out between 2.5 and 3 seconds. If it goes past 3, the play is dead. They think it's a sack and... You know, in fact, when I got to San Francisco, they used to have a play clock in the end zone. So you got to play with a clock in your head. That's something Vic and Kafka are going to have to do.
That's actually one of the things that we've noticed with Kafka. You guys have talked about it. He's looked good throwing the ball, but the one area of concern has been in some of these team drills and 7-on-7s. He's taking a little too long getting the ball out and taking some sacks.
All right, here he is under center again. Hands off inside and is immediately covered up. The ball is
Brian
loose.
Roll.
Brian Roll, Derek Landry, Brandon Graham all in the backfield.
Exactly. Also a little bit of fight there from Brown, though. He didn't go. It took three, four hits to get him down.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, so that was Bryce Brown. Did he lose the ball, or was that something we didn't see from our vantage point?
Didn't see it.
Yeah, no, he held on to the ball.
Okay. Did he get back to the line of scrimmage?
Looked like he was maybe about a half a yard shy of the line of scrimmage.
I don't know, Adam. I'm impressed by the kid, even though I've had a little crush on him.
No, but he's a guy, you know, we mentioned actually before, he gives second and third effort. I like that. But all you right. said earlier, though, you don't like when he's dancing, though. That's something to look at.
And there's a play, too.
There's the Chad Hall play.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
hey,
how he helps your team.
Yep.
It worked.
He's got to, Bo, he's got to offer the coaches something that makes him stick again. I mean, it's amazing. He did it the first 2 years.
But for a fifth receiver.
I know.
Who's offering more than a player who can line up at all these positions, who never makes a mental mistake.
I know.
Who catches everything.
But Demaris Johnson could return kicks. Chad Hall could not.
That's what Demaris Johnson is going to have to do in preseason games.
You're right. That battle will go to the fourth preseason game, no question. There's Brown. There's Brown again.
Brown tries the right side. Did he get to the stick, Bo?
I actually can't see if he got to the sticks, but somehow Brandon Graham ended up with the ball.
Oh, yeah, I think not. I think Andy Reid was signaling for the defense. And, again, the defense making the play.
I think they're staying on this.
Do we know how much Brandon Graham, he said he lost 30 pounds. Is he 260, Dave? Because he said he was 290. Is he around?
Did he say 268 to us? 258, 268?
I don't know, because he said he was 290.
No, he's in around.
He said last summer now. I'm saying,
he's
now?
No, yeah, he's in the area of 260.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks good.
I think he looks terrific.
Very consistent all camp. Very consistent. Yeah. Derek Landry, Dave, also, well, I would say Derek Landry has been the best defensive lineman I've seen since I've been coming here. Been terrific.
All right, so now we go threes against threes here, and it's Nick Foles in the shotgun, looks to his left,
there's
throws
Hamler.
Complete for Hamler.
Yep.
He gets out of bounds and collects the first down.
Knows where the sticks were. Good job by Jamel Hamler.
Hey, nice throw there, Bo, from the rookie quarterback.
Right where he needed to throw it, right where it needed to be, and made the decision quickly and got the ball out in time. That's exactly what you want to see on third and short.
Yeah, sees the blitz, kind of gets away from the pressure a little bit.
Exactly. That's what you want from your rookie quarterback. Play with a sense of timing, with a clock in your head, and he did that. He knew exactly where to go with the football. Very good.
So what do you got, third and one again, Bo?
Third and one this time, yes.
Under center, Chris it's Polk a handoff
gets
to Polk.
The
gets there he is.
Big breaks a tackle. Nice job
and
by
he
Chris
knocked
Polk.
Somebody down. I don't know who that was. He knocked 37 down, I think.
Yeah. That was
very
Sean
impressive
Constant
run. Found the hole in the backside.
Bonner.
Now we're going goal line, guys. Fix rolling out. And a touchdown to Clay Harbor in the corner.
Nice touch, Dave. Wow. right over the defender to Clay Harbor. Very nice throw.
So a little play action works well, and we saw Vic, scan the field, find his receiver, and that's the kind of play, like, move the pocket.
It's a great phrase, scanning the field, understanding your field vision, finding the open guy after 3 seconds and got it out of his hand. That's scanning the field. That's really big for him.
All right, we got Stanley Havili in the backfield with McCoy, and the handoff
to
McCoy.
Lead block? He did get his man. Havili did get his man, but
did he get in there? That was Deion Lewis. Did he get in?
Did he, right. But Havili blocked.
Looks like he was just short, guys.
Okay. So good job by the defense there. Now the number one defense will come up, number two offense. So the Eagles scoring 2 out of 3 plays at the goal line. Mm-hmm. Score on 2 of 3. That's not bad percentage.
Bad. And I like that, the misdirection with the pass to Harbor for the touchdown. And very good touch by Vic. That is not easy. If he's even off by little, he can't catch the football because he was going to get out of bounds. It was a really good throw.
Guys, we've also talked about, you know, all the different defensive packages that Juan Castillo is going to throw out this year. Well, right now the number one goal line defense features both Jamar Chaney and Cedric Thornton in the middle. So those are two guys who haven't been working with the ones in the base, and they're going to be here for the goal line.
Interesting. Okay. Dave Chaney's very physical. And I know you had told me you've been impressed with Cedric Thornton.
Yeah.
He's another guy who's going to push for a roster spot.
I'm with you. A little bit of depth on that defensive line. All right. So the ball is at the 1 yard line. It's Bryce Brown with Ike Iguanu.
Split backs.
Even though I pronounced his name wrong. Play action fake to Iguanu. And
around.
The throw to
right
the
there.
To Brett Brackett. Another play action fake against Michael Kendricks there.
Michael Kendricks, this is the thing that teams are going to do. They're going to go after him because he's 5'11 and a half. He is not small, but he is short. And
may have taken a step in on that play action.
That's
gotta learn
the thing,
not to go.
That not only in red zone, but in regular base, out in the middle of the field, teams are going to test him because he's shorter. I mean, when you're going against these athletic tight ends, Asamoah's got a couple inches on him. That's why I think you're going to see Asamoah cover tight ends.
We've also got Antonio Dixon right over the nose of the ball, and if he's going to make this team, it's going to have to be as this guy, the big inside run stuffer with Mike Patterson sort of on the mend.
A botched handoff there. Kafka takes the football, rolls right, takes a hit
by Akeem
at the goal line. And what can you do if you're a defensive player there? You're running full speed.
Yep.
The point is, don't mess up the handoff. I mean, that's an opportunity right there for Bryce Brown to get a carry and show what he can do inside.
Exactly.
And they mess up the exchange.
And the other problem is you don't want the quarterback getting hit. He's not supposed to get hit, but there's nothing you could do when he's running.
Let's come back with the same play.
Got to be careful.
Offset backfield, and they come back with the same play, and you can't
got
do that, Bryce Brown.
Got penetration.
Yeah, nowhere to go, but Cedric Thornton, Antonio Dixon celebrating, and with good reason, dominating.
One guy shot the gap, Dave, right? One guy shot the gap, and he had nowhere to go, and the play was dead, absolutely dead.
And there was also a problem on the snap there, guys, with Dallas Reynolds at center.
Yeah, why is Dallas Reynolds the number two center?
I
Where's
thought
Julian Vandervelde? Or Vandervelde or Mike Gibson or somebody.
Well, Vandervelde has worked for the first time live at center starting Monday, and he's been training there with Howard Mudd. Steve Vallos is the third-team center right now, and he's the guy who's started and played center in the NFL. And Gibson also has played a little center, but right now I talked to him. So far, he's sticking at guard.
Vandervelde you're talking about?
No, Gibson.
Oh,
Vandervelde is working at center.
Okay.
So
see, there's Vallos
right now. It's
now.
A three-man race between Vandervelde, Reynolds, and Vallos.
Bo, I thought Vallos for sure would be competing for the second-team center job, and I'm a little surprised. I know it's early in camp, and we haven't got to the preseason, but you would think with his experience, and he has started games, not a lot, but he has started, you would think he'd be the second-team center.
I think you'll see him get a chance, and I've talked to some guys who are working with him on the third-team O-line, and they say he's really been helping to bring them
Great
along.
Great jump by
rookies.
The defense there. But Chris Polk gets into the end zone over the right side. I like the way the defense came off the ball.
I got to be honest with you. He is a more decisive runner in short yardage inside to me than Bryce Brown.
Mm-hmm.
What I've watched, I haven't watched as much as you guys have. Just talking to you from what I've seen.
I think Chris, listen, don't get me wrong. I care who the best player wins. That's all I care.
Sure.
I mean, but I will tell you, Bryce Brown has looked very good. Chris Polk has looked pretty good. I mean, he's not as, I don't think he's explosive.
Like Bryce Brown is. I agree with you.
But in that situation right there, straight ahead, fine. Jamie Stewart there. McNutt in the backfield.
In the
McNutt will go in motion
here.
They're not quite sure what they're doing.
Oop.
Nick Foles calls timeout. That's not a good thing. But that's what this training camp is all about, getting it right so that when you get into game situation in the preseason.
And look how many undrafted free agents are there.
Yeah.
Chris
how
Paul,
many players out there, Adam, are making this team?
Right, not very many. Right. Not very many.
Antonio Dixon's actually getting double duty here over the nose, and Andy Reid was just giving him a bit of a talking to, saying that now is a time where he's got to make a play. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems to me that maybe Cedric Thornton's really pushing Antonio.
I agree with you because Thornton's a little bit faster. He's a little bit quicker inside there.
You'll lose that bulk, though, if you don't have Antonio Dixon.
Especially
in short yardage.
And then you don't know about Mike Patterson. That's a good point. Yep.
All right, so there goes McNutt in motion.
As you called.
A sprint right. The throw.
Sprint right option.
And
complete. Who was that ball?
Iguanagu.
Iguanagu. Emil Iguanagu from UMass, who was a senior ball participant. Yep.
Iguanagu makes the catch, and that caps
good
this
throw.
Goal line period here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.